You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. The Reserve Bank of India has proposed that lenders should label defaulting borrowers as willful defaulters within 6 months of an account turning non-performing. The RBI now does not have a specific timeline within which such borrowers have to be identified. In its draft master directions on treatment and willful and large defaulters issued on Thursday, the RBI has suggested that banks should set up a review committee and allow the borrower up to 15 days to make a written representation, as well as a chance for in-person hearing if needed. Once an account is identified as defaulting willfully, banks should not grant additional credit till a year after the tag is taken off, the RBI further said. Meanwhile, the Securities and Exchange Board of India on Thursday said that it would grant more flexibility to large companies for incremental borrowing via bonds and has decided to remove penalties on companies which were unable to meet the mandatory bond marketing borrowing quota. The decision was taken at the board meeting of the Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI, held here on Thursday. In a release, SEBI said it has raised the monetary threshold to define large corporates and remove the penalty for not meeting the mandate of raising at least 25% of incremental borrowings for a financial year through the capital markets. It has also decided to introduce incentives and moderated disincentives. In some more market news, the Securities and Exchange Board of India has slapped a Rs. 6 crore penalty on erstwhile promoters of Divan Housing Finance for violating disclosure norms. In an order issued on Wednesday, the capital markets regulator named former promoters of DHFL, Kapil Vadhwan, Dheeraj Vadhwan, Rakesh Vadhwan and Sarang Vadhwan, among others, for violating norms related to disclosures. SEBI has granted the notices 45 days to pay the fine. Others penalized include Aruna Vadhwan, Malti Vadhwan, Anu Vadhwan and Pooja Vadhwan. Acting on a complaint received in January 2019, the regulator was probing allegations that the Vadhwans had misled shareholders by claiming that the promoter holding in DHFL was 39.23%. On to banking. Liquidity in the banking system is likely to remain in a deficit mode in the near term, which could lead to elevated short-term borrowing rates at least till September end. The RBI injected Rs. 1.15 trillion through the marginal standing facility and the standing deposit facility available to banks on Wednesday. According to Madan Sabnavis, chief economist at Bank of Baroda, ever since the imposition of 10% incremental CRR by the RBI in August, there has been pressure on systemic liquidity. The liquidity deficit hit Rs. 1.15 trillion on Wednesday after rising to a four-year high of Rs. 1.46 trillion on September 18. High advance tax outflows combined with GST outflows towards the end of the current month have added to the liquidity pressure. Moving on, delays in granting open access and the facility of power banking to steel producers by several state DISCOMs have impeded the sector's transition to clean energy, despite clear central directives, a steel ministry official said. The official on condition of anonymity said, quote, "The procedures in many states are time-consuming. If there were ease of doing business extended to this area as well, many more industries would have shown interest in energy transition," unquote. Power Minister R.K. Singh has asked industry captains to shift to renewable energy. While many process industries like steel, which operate 24/7, have started pilot projects like using green hydrogen, there is a long journey ahead. Steel industry accounts for 8% of the total carbon dioxide emission globally, and in India, it is slightly higher due to the blast furnace method of steel making. In some more industry news, mining major Vedanta, a subsidiary of London-headquartered Vedanta Resources, on Thursday, approved raising up to Rs. 2,500 crore through issuance of non-convertible debentures. The company will issue secured NCDs of face value Rs. 100,000 each, totaling Rs. 2,500 crore in one or more tranches, VEDL said in a regulatory update, but did not provide further details. According to media reports, the company will use the fresh funding to meet the capex requirements and repay term loans. It has two separate term loans of Rs. 300 crore and Rs. 1,000 crore due on November 14 this year and March 31, 2024. Lastly, stocks you need to watch out. Havells India, KSB, Gujarat Ambuja Exports can give 12-14% return in short term. Now approaching its record peak levels, Havells demonstrates unwavering positive momentum. A recent emergence from the symmetrical triangle pattern underscores its persistent bullish stance. Gujarat Ambuja Exports stock experienced a measured retracement after reaching an all-time high in mid-April 2023. Notably, the stock avoided patterns of lower highs and lower lows, reflecting an underlying bullish sentiment in its pricing. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.